Let's open our Bibles.
Ngativhurei mabhaibheri edu.
To Isaiah chapter 53.
Kubhuku ra Isaiah chitsauko 53.
We'll start on verse 1.
Totanga kuverenga pa verse yekutanga.
It's always good and a great privilege to be in the house of the Lord.
Zvakara zvakanaka uye mukana mukuru kuve mimba yashe.
Verse 1 we'll read.
Tutanga kuverenga pa verse 1.
Who hath believed our report, and whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Ndianiko wakatenda chauchapupu hwedu, ruoko rwaJehovha rwakaratidzwa kunaniko?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. When he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Nokuti wakamera pamberi pake sebukira nyoro, somudzi unobuda pavhu rakaoma. Haana chimiro kana umambo, kana tichimuona. Hakuna kunaka kuti timude.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as if our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not.
Wakazvidzwa nokurashwa navanhu, munhu wokurwadziwa, wakaziva urwere, somunhu unovanzirwa navanhu zviso zvavo. Wakazvidzwa, nesu hatina kumukudza.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
Zvirokwazvo wakatakura matenda edu nekusumudza kurwadziwa kwedu, asi isu takati wakatambudzwa, wakarohwa naMwari nokumanikidzwa.
We pray.
Ngatinamatei. Baba vedu variko kumusoro kudenga, tinokutendai mangwanani ano nekutiunza muimba yenyu Jehovha. Mwari Baba, tinotenda zvikurusa nekuda kweshoko ramakatipa mumazuva ano ekupedzisira. Baba, tinotenda zvikurusa nekuti zarurira zvisimbiso kwamakaita munguva ino yekupedzisira. Baba, tine mufaro zvikurusa kuti vhangeri raverengwa Ishe, asi tinodzidziswa neshoko renyu Mwari mutsvene makanaka kuti hakuna munhu akakodzera. Uko kwakashayikwa munhu pano panyika, kwakashayikwa munhu kunyange kana kudenga, anga akakodzera Mwari mutsvene makarurama kuti azarure zvisimbiso Jehovha. Kunyange mangwanani ano Jehovha, tiri kutaura Baba kuti hapana akakodzera kuti auye apedudziro kushoko renyu Mwari. Saka tiri kukoka imi Mweya Mutsvene kuti muuye mubatsire mufundisi vedu Baba, muvape chizaruro Ishe Mwari mutsvene makarurama, muvape zvakare chipo chikurusa Jehovha chekuti vakwanise kuzvipa zvizere kwamuri Mwari, vakwanise kuzviisa parutivi Baba. Imi Mwari mugotaura muchishandisa muviri wavo, muchishandisa muromo wavo Jehovha. Baba wangu, tinokukokai panguva ino tichiti chiuyai Mwari, mutange nesu mugopedza nesu. Tinoisa shoko raverengwa Baba nesevhisi yose inotevera mukati memaoko enyu matsvene mangwanani ano, nemuzita ramambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
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 You may take your seats as the Lord bless this reading of his word.
Garai zvenyu pashi, Ishe vavaropafadze kuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Maybe while we seated we can just continue reading.
Takagara kudaro ngatienderei mberi nekuverenga.
On verse 5.
Verse 5.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Asi wakakuvadzwa nokuda kwokudarika kwedu, wakarwadziwa nokuda kwezvakaipa zvedu, kurohwa kwakatiigira rugare kwakanga kuri pamusoro pake, takaporeswa namavanga ake.
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Isu tose takanga takarashika samakwai, takatsauka mumwe nemumwe nenzira yake, asi Jehovha wakaisa pamusoro pake kuipa kwedu tose.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth.
Wakamanikidzwa kunyange zvakadaro wakazvininipisa, akasashamisa muromo wake. Segwayana rinoiswa kundobayiwa, uye segwai risingachemi pamberi pavayeuri varo, saizozo haana kushamisa muromo wake.
He was Amen. Taken from prison and from judgment, and who had declared his generation, for he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Wakabviswa pakumanikidzwa nokutongwa. Kana vari vezero rake, ndianiko pakati pavo wakarangarira kuti wakagurwa akabviswa panyika yavapenyu. Wakarohwa nokuda kwokudarika kwavanhu vangu.
And he was made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
Vakamupa bwiro rake pamwe chete navakaipa. Akava nomupfumi pakufa kwake. Kunyange asina kuita chisakarurama, kunyengera kusina kuwanikwa mumuromo wake.
Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he had put him to grief, when thou should make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Asi kwaiva kuda kwa Jehovah kuti arwadziwe. Wakamurwarisa kana mweya wake wauya nechipiriso chezvivi uchaona zvibereko zvake uchawedzera mazuva ake zvinodikwana naJehovah zvichafambiswa zvakanaka noruoko rwake.
I will also read, I'm sure you might not need to open this scripture because most of you know it by head. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. By God's grace today, I know it's a length reading, we're also going to do a couple of reading again. Sure, you enjoy the reading of the Bible, as also the spoken word. I think you can see from the reading that our Lord Jesus Christ was passing through difficult times, being bruised.
But he had done
no sin.
The one who
had done the sinning is me, is you.
Asi akanga aita chakaipa ndiwe neni.
But we want just to talk to say, why did he have to come?
Asi tangotara pamusoro pekuti seiko vakauya Ishe.
So for a while we're going to speak on the subject. Love constrained him.
Saka kweka ngo vakadiki tichatara pamusoro pemusoro unoti rudo ndiro rwakamugombedzera.
To constrain,
kugombedzera,
is to force,
kumanikidza.
That is to compel,
kumanikidza,
to coerce or to pressure,
kuisa simba.
I'm sure in Shona we say
akandisa
pressure, and is it?
He pressurized me. He forced me.
Akandisa pressure, and is it?
He pressured me into it.
So munuka is called pressure.
So if pressure is put on you.
Chinu, each way you chaisa pressure.
Now that thing that is putting pressure on you.
That
thing putting pressure on you is going to make sure,
I'm sure you got
the purpose
to
of
say.
The pressure will be fulfilled.
I remember we were at one stage, we were all young. Some are still young. You know, going to school, especially times like this when it's cold, sometimes it's a bit difficult. Our dear mothers who coerce us will sometimes apply a little bit of pressure to make sure that we go to school. Sometimes mother have to pull out daddy's belt just to coerce little child to go or to move out of the blankets.
Kungomanikidza
and go to school.
Kungogombedzera
That is to compel.
Diko kunonzi kumanikiza.
So this is, you are being constrained.
So our
Lord Jesus Christ,
Saka ishe wedu Jesu Christu,
he was constrained
akamanikizwa.
Because he had seen that we were sinful, born in sin, shaped iniquity, and we were bound to go to hell. So love constrained him to come, die on the cross of Calvary, so that you could be saved.
Saka rudo ndoro wakavamanikidza kuti vauye pamuchinji kwawe Calvary kuti iwe uponeswe.
We're just going to open our books also to Matthew.
Ngativhurei mabhuku edu kubhuku raMateo.
Matthew 26.
Mateo 26.
On 36.
Verse 36.
So constraining is, like we said, is to use force.
Saka kumanikidza tataura kuti kushandisa simba.
It's not exactly sometimes not you are so happy even to pull the belt, apply it on your child, but you are doing it for the good of that child.
Azireve kuti amai vachiburitsa bhande vachida kurova mwana vari kuzvifarira asi vari kuziva kuti zvavari kuita izvi zvichaburitsa chakanaka kumwana.
The same thing our Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes the Bible will be telling us to leave certain habits. You might be enjoying those habits, but the Lord knows which habits are right and which habits are bad. So sometimes it might appear he's putting a lot of force or strain on you to quit those habits. But it is good for you.
Tinoona ishe vachitisiye umwe hunhu. Asi dzimenguva unenge uchifarira hunhu ihoyo. Asi ishe Jesu Kristu vanenge vachiziva kuti zvinenge zvakatinakira kuti tisiye hunhu ihoyo. Saka dzimenguva munoona vachiuya vachizotimanikidza kuti tizvisiye.
Our Lord Jesus Christ,
ishe wedu Jesu Kristu,
he was constrained to come and die for us.
Vakatomanikidzwa kuti vauye kuzotifira.
It was not easy.
Zvanga zvisiri nyore.
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mubindu reGethsemane.
Yet he knew.
Asi ivo vaiziva.
If he was not going to do it,
kana dai vasirivo vaizofanira kutifira,
the whole human race was going to be lost.
Rudzi rwese rwavanhu rwanga rwarasika.
Verse 36 we'll read.
Chaverenga pandima 36.
You know, love,
munoziva rudo,
when it is shown, when it is displayed,
kana rukararatidzwa rudo,
it doesn't matter the adversary. Like you see our Lord Jesus Christ, he was suffering, but love constrained him to say, I'll go all the way.
Hazvina basa kuti muvengi akadii, asi tinoona kunyange muna Ishe wedu Jesu Kristu vakatomanikidzwa kuti vaende mberi zvakadaro.
Verse 36 we'll read.
Chaverenga pandima 36.
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit ye here whilst I go and pray yonder.
Zvino Jesu akasvika navo panzvimbo inonzi Gethsemane, akati kuvadzidzi, garai pano ini ndichaenda kunonyengetera uko.
And when he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy.
Akatora Petro navanakomana vaZebedi vaviri, akatanga kuva neshungu nokudumbirwa.
So you can see from this picture that things are not well.
Murikutoona paya zvataurwa apa kuti zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
He was sorrowful and very heavy.
Vakatanga kuva neshungu nokudumbirwa.
But he could have taken another choice to say, no, I'll let this pass.
Vangadai vakaita imwe sarudzo vongoti aiwa regai zvingopfuura.
But love constrained him to go forward.
Asi rudo ndiro rwakavamanikidza kuti vaende mberi.
Then said he unto them,
akati kwavari,
my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even unto death.
Mweya wangu une shungu kwazvo kusvikira pakufa.
Tarry ye here and watch with me.
Garai pano murinde neni.
And he went a little further,
akapfuura mberi zvishoma,
and fell on his face and prayed,
akawira pasi nechiso chake akanyengetera,
oh my father, if it is possible, let this come pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
Achiti baba vangu kana zvichibvira mukombe uyu ngaupfure kwandiri kunyange zvakadaro kurege kuva kuda kwangu asi kuda kwenyu.
And he cometh unto the disciples and finding them asleep and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
Akaenda kuna vadzidzi akavawana vavata akati kuna Petro, makanga musingagoni seiko kurinda nini nguva imwe chete.
Watch and pray that you enter not into the temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Rindai munyengetere kuti murege kupinda mukuedzwa. Mweya unoda hawo asi nyama haina simba.
So he went again, prayed. Our brothers, Morpheus was heavy on them.
Akaenda zvakare akanonamata asi mweya wehope wanga wakabata hama dzedu.
You could see the Lord Jesus Christ was in trouble.
Munotoona apa kuti Ishe wedu Jesu vakanga vari padambudziko.
But the issue of love, my brother, my sister,
asi nyaya yerudo hama hanzvadzi yangu,
is not selfish.
Haina undini.
He could have said, yes, myself, I will let this go.
Vangadai vakati haini hangu ndichangoti zvipfuure.
But the love for humanity constrained him.
Rudo rwavo kuvanhu rwakavamanikidza.
You see, after praying, Judas came.
Judas akauya
with the people to take him.
Ne masoja kuti vazotora Ishe.
The Lord Jesus Christ, it was so, when I read it, he knew that Judas had betrayed him.
Pandaverenga, Ishe vaitozvati Judas anga ava nyengera.
But he could still say friend to Judas.
Asi zvakangodaro vakakwanisa kuti shamwari kuna Judas.
Love constrained him to say friend to Judas, even though he knew he was his enemy.
Rudo rwakamanikidza Ishe wedu kuti shamwari kuna Judas, kunyange vaiziva kuti mutengesi wavo.
Let's read verse 50.
Gati verengei verse 50.
And Jesus said unto him,
Jesu akati kwaari,
friend,
shamwari,
wherefore art thou come?
Ita zvavawinga.
Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him.
Ipapo vakauya vakaisa maoko avo kuna Jesu vakamubata.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Maybe,
let's just read again this next chapter 27.
Chapter 27.
On verse 27 again.
Verse 27.
Matthew 27:27.
Matthew 27:27.
When we're talking of a constraint,
kana tikutaura pamusoro pekumanikidzwa.
No, is something also that could be happening on you against maybe your will.
Chinhu chinenge chichitoitika kwauri singaenderane nekuda kwako.
27,
Bible says.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers.
Zvino varwi vomubati vakaisa Jesu mumba mumubati hondo yose ikaunganira kwaari.
And they stripped him and put him on scarlet robe.
Vakamubvisa nguo dzake, vakamufukidza nguo tsvuku.
And when they had plaited a crown of thorns and put it upon his head, and a reed on his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, a king of the Jews.
Vakaruka korona yeminzwa, ndokuiisa pamusoro wake, norutsanga muruoko rwake rworudyi, vakafugama pamberi pake vachimuseka vachiti, kwaziwai mambo wavajudha.
And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head.
Vakamupfira mate, vakatora rutsanga, vakaramba vachimurova musoro.
You know, you can see in this situation, brother and sister,
the
situation is not right.
Mamiriro ezvinhu anga asina kunaka.
Imagine somebody spitting on you.
Imbozi funga mumunhu achikusvipira kumeso.
If there was no love,
dai pakanga pasina rudo,
I'm sure something terrible was going to happen there.
Ndinotenda kuti pangadai pakaita bongozozo guru.
If you also read in the scriptures,
mukaverengawo zvakare mumagwaro,
when Jesus Christ was being taken by them soldiers,
Jesu Kristu paakanga achitorwa namasoja,
Peter,
Peturo,
he withdrew his sword.
Akabuditsa munondo.
He said, "No way, you can't do this to my master."
Struck
off the ear of one of them. But the Lord Jesus Christ, with love, he just picked it up, put it back. You see, sometimes we wonder, why are people blinded? It is just the grace of God that you are here this morning. Imagine the ear is down. He picked it up and the person is healed. Yet you still get a hold of that person. You can see that their eyes were really blinded. If they were not blinded, for sure you will not lay your hands on such a person. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Verse 31.
And after that they had mocked him, they took the rod off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him.
Vakati vamuseka, vakamubvisa nguo tsvuku, vakamupfekedza nguo dzake, vakaenda naye kundomurovera pamuchinjikwa.
I always enjoy verse 32.
Ndinowanzoropafadzwa neverse 32.
And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name.
Vakati vachibuda vakawana murume wekurini wainzi Simon.
Him they compelled to bear his cross.
Vakamumanikidza iye kuti atakure muchinjikwa wake.
And thanks to God for Malachi 4.
Tinotenda Mwari na Malachi 4.
This scripture is now different to me.
Gwaro iri ndakuriona zvakasiyana
kwandiri. Because of Malachi 4.
Nekuda kwa Malachi 4.
When he was praying for that blind girl,
kamusikana kaive bofu,
he quoted this scripture.
Vakatoshandisa gwaro iri.
He said, "Lord,
vakati ishe,
I know when you were carrying that cross going to be crucified.
Ndinozati rimwe zuva muchiremerwa nemuchinjikwa muchienda kunoroverwa.
Going to Calvary.
Muchienda Karivhari.
You fell down.
Makawira pasi.
You could not carry it.
Makaremerwa nemuchinjikwa.
But remember,
asirangarirai
Simon of Cyrene.
Simon wekurini.
He helped you carry that cross.
Akakubatsirai kutakura muchinjikwa.
Then he said, "Here is a descendant of Simon of Cyrene." Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Some people, they feel inferior that we are of dark skin. But verse 32, my brother, you can claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. People who are not of dark skin under Malachi 4 ministry, they cannot claim this one. But praise be the name of the Lord. If you are dark skinned, my brother, you can today claim this scripture. If you are sick, if you are in trouble, remember, remind God, remind the Lord Jesus Christ that your disciples, oh, help you carry that cross. Praise be the name of the Lord. Aren't we reminded as well to say, even when our father Abraham, when he paid the tithes, we also paid the tithes because we were in his loins. In other words, we also helped carry the cross when we were in the loins of our descendant here. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says, in the message, fellowship with God through reconciliation,
kuwazana na mwari kubudikidza neyananiso.
I've got a lot of reading, so if we don't finish, still that's fine.
Ndichaverenga zvakati kuti kana tikasapedza hazvina kuipa.
The prophet says, paragraph 65.
Profita anotaura pa paragraph 65.
And Christ came down from heaven.
Uye Kristu akaburuka kubva kudenga.
The immortal God.
Mwari vasingafi.
And was made flesh. And dwell among us here.
Vakagara pakati pedu pano.
To be one of us.
Kuti vave mumwe wedu.
To die as a sinner at Calvary.
Kuti vafe semutadzi pa Calvary.
To redeem us back to fellowship with God again.
Kuti vatidzikunire tidzokere pakuwadzana
naMwari
zvakare. Inyaya
yakanaka. He didn't have to do it.
Vanga vasingafanire kuzviita.
But he did it because of his love for the church and lost humanity.
Asi vakazviita nekuda kwerudo rwavo kukereke yavo nerudzi rwevanhu vanga vakarasika.
Because God so loved you,
nekuti Mwari vakakuda iwe,
his love constrained him to come die for you on the cross of Calvary. Nothing good you had done.
Hapana chakanaka chawakaita.
But it was just his mere love.
Asi rwakanga rungori rudo rwavo bedzi.
As a kinsman redeemer.
Semudzikinuri wehama.
He came to die for you.
Vakauya kuzokufira.
No animal could do it.
Hapana mhuka yaikwanisa kuzviita.
But he had to leave his glory.
Asi vaifanira kutosiya kubwinya kwavo.
To die for you on the cross of Calvary.
Kuti vakufire pamuchinjiko weCalvary.
To have the seals opened.
Kuti vazurure zvisimbiso.
So that you could receive your... And know that your name is written on the Lamb's section book.
Kuti iwe uzive kuti zita rako rakanyorwa muchikamu chebhuku regwayana.
In the message.
Mumharidzo.
Revelation chapter 5.
Zvakazarwa vachitsauko 5.
Paragraph 159, the prophet says.
Paragraph 159, profita vanoti.
And now our kinsman is handed the seven sealed book. Of redemption from the original owner. The original owner. When we lost it in at the Garden of Eden through
Adam,
it went back to the original owner. But listen to this one now. No, I like the wording of the prophet. You know, he puts the devil exactly where he belongs. You know, sometimes we try to make things appear, or to say, okay, there is a spade. We try to say, oh, this is a big spoon. It's not a big spoon. Yeah. It is a spade.
Zimenguwa tinodakweza kunzenga chokwadi. Toti kana tikaona pane chakaipa chiripo toedza kuda kuchinatsurudza kana chakaipa chakaipa ngatingochitaura ise zvazviri.
Listen what the prophet says.
Tera izotaura nemuprofita.
But there's been a poacher on the land.
Asi pana poacher.
I enjoyed that.
Ndakazvifarira izvi.
A poacher in the natural sense.
Munoziva mupoacher ka takutaura chaizvo chaizvo zvekupaksi.
You know our officers at the parks.
Munoziva vanoshanda kupaksi.
If you see a poacher,
ukaona poacher iwe,
there is no negotiation.
Hapana nhaurirano.
You can just shoot.
Unongopfura chete.
At the poacher.
Kupoacher iroro.
That's exactly what we're supposed to do, my brother.
Ndozvatofanira kuitawo isu.
You don't negotiate with a poacher, the devil.
Hauna nhaurirano na poacher anonzi Satan.
A squatter.
Squatter.
My. These are the kind of names that we should give the devil. To say, you are a poacher. Even when he comes with sickness. Oh yeah, poacher, out.
Poacher, Buddha.
Squatter, out.
Squatter, Buddha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if you try to negotiate with a poacher, usually poachers are armed as well. That poacher, if you give him a chance, he will shoot at your faith. He will shoot at your virtue. At your knowledge, he will shoot at it. Your temperance, my brother.
kutsungire kuzidzora kwako
hama. You then wonder why you are not temperate.
Wazoshamisika sei ndisakwanise kuzvidzora.
You will be allowing the poacher.
Uri kutendera poacher.
You no longer have good patience.
Hauchagona kutsungirira.
You are allowing the poacher.
Uri kutendera poacher.
No godliness.
Hausisina humwari.
Why you are allowing the poacher?
Sei uri kutendera poacher.
Brotherly kindness is disappearing.
Rudo kuhama rwapera.
The reason is
chikonzero ndechekuti.
You are allowing this squatter.
Uri kutendera musquatter uyu.
This Satan. He has come over.
Auya.
He is a poacher.
The poacher.
This earth doesn't belong to him.
Nyika ino haisiya Satan.
It belongs to God.
Ndiye Mwari.
But he is a poacher.
Asi Satan ndi poacher.
A squatter.
Ndi squatter.
Man, how could I say something right now, but I better not?
Ndingataure izvi sei asi regai ndiregere kusadaro.
Is the title deed of our redemption.
Igwaro redu rerudzikinuro.
The seven sealed book.
Buku rine zvisimbiso zvinomwe.
Is the title deed.
Ndo gwaro redu renhaka.
You wait until we get to those seals.
Momirira kusvika tasvika pazvisimbiso.
He breaks the seals, reveals, give it to you.
Anovhura zvisimbiso, ozvizarura, okupa iwe.
The inheritance of his people.
Nhaka kuvanhu vake.
He gives the inheritance.
Anopa nhaka.
That he inherited becoming the kinsman redeemer. And freely gives this out to us. It belongs to us. He is the one who redeemed us. But instead of keeping it himself, he gives it back to the people. That's his love for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So because of his love, brother and sister, he gives you the power that you can shoo off that squatter. You shoo off that poacher. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm sure today one is saying, I'm not going to live with a squatter in the same compound. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the problem with a
squatter?
If you will stay with him a day two, be careful. You are the one who is going to be kicked out. So kick that squatter out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have no place. He has no place to in your house. He has no place in your heart. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
A poacher,
mupocha,
is always one to destroy, to kill, to annihilate.
Anenge achitsvaga kungoparadza, kuuraya, kutosiya kana pasina chiripo.
Imagine.
Imbozvifunga.
He kills a whole big elephant just to take just a little part.
Anouraya zinzoure eseriaria kuti angotora kanhu kadiki diki chete pariri.
A poacher has no love at all.
Poacher harina rudo zvachose.
Satan has no love at all.
Satan haana rudo zvachose.
He might appear that he loves you.
Anogona kuzviratidza kunge anokuda.
But he hates you.
Asi anokuvenga Satan.
He wants to kill you.
Anoda kukuuraya.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says,
Profita avanoti,
in the message of grace,
mumaridzo yenyasha,
paragraph 138.
Paragraph 138.
That's what it is, grace, the grace of God. The grace of God has brought forth a shadow. God brought grace into our lives by his love towards us. Yes, something else grace can do. Grace cannot be bought. Listen to that. Grace cannot be sold. It's grace. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. It's unmerited favor. You cannot buy it. Otherwise, the rich people, they were going to have an unfair advantage. They were going to buy it, but it cannot be sold. It cannot be bought. It is grace. It is sovereign one. You cannot bargain for it. You can say, God, I'll do so and so, and you do so and so. You can't do that. God won't do it. You can't pull nothing out of God. God gives it to you by His grace. Simply, it's unmerited favor. God just saw you in your sins. He just loved it. He loved you and said, I will die for you. His love constrained him to come die for you. The prophet tells a story of a pitiful sight he had, where he saw an eagle that was caged. You know, an eagle does not want to be caged. You know it? But it was caught, put in a cage. So each time it wants to fly away, it will just hit itself, its beak, its wings. Then the prophet said it was such a pitiful sight. Maybe let's just read it so you see exactly how we post it. The prophet.
In
the message, God's provided way. Paragraph 59, the prophet says, and the first thing you know, he will just beat himself to the feathers. That's the eagle. And he sat down like that. And his weary eyes rolled up, looking around. And I thought, oh God, that's a heavenly bird. He soars in the heavenly above. Here he is caught. He fell in a trap. He is absolutely helpless. He can't deliver himself. His weary eyes rolling around. I felt so sorry for him. He can't help himself. And every man that fell into a snare of the devil is worse off than him. You are a heavenly being. You are supposed to be a son of God. You are free, brother. You got liberty in Jesus Christ. Believing, God loving, God living free from sin, living free from death. That's right. But how the devil has caught you and caged you in with smoking, drinking, all kinds of immoral living. And thinking you are popular, thinking you are doing something, that's the most great horrible sight there, to see that poor eagle beating his brains out nearly against the cage. And you are helpless, just as the helpless as you can be, unless somebody puts forth his hands and opens the cage for you. And I tell you tonight, Jesus Christ has done that in calling you. He has opened the cage to let you out. So, brother and sister, there is no reason why you can remain in your things, why you can remain in your sins, why you can remain an underprivileged life, because his love constrained him to come die for you and open the cage for you.
When the
cage has been opened,
kana cage yavhurwa,
walk out, don't remain in the cage.
Buda, haikona kurambira mucage.
If you remain in the cage,
ukarambira mucage,
the devil will come and lock it up again.
Diabore anodzoka okukiramo.
So as soon as it is opened,
painongovhurwa cage,
move out.
Buda nekukurumisa.
Move out of your habits.
Buda mutsika dzako.
If it is sickness, move out of it.
Kana huri urwere, buda muurwere.
Some things we have to be bold enough, my brother.
Dzine zvimwe zvinhu tinofanira kuwana ushingi hwakakwana.
You challenge your situation.
Iwewe tarisana nechinhano chako.
Because this is the very reason
nokuti ichi ndicho chikonzero
chaicho. Why he was constrained to come down from the cross of Calvary to die for you.
Kuti vaburuke vaende pamuchinjwa weCalvary vakufire iwe.
Why did he die?
Vakafirei.
On the cross of Calvary.
Pamuchinjwa weCalvary.
Why was he wounded?
Akakuvadzirwei.
Oh, Isaiah 53 we read.
Taverenga muna Isaiah 53.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
Akakuvadzirwa kudarika kwenyu.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Akaroverwa kudarika
kwenyu. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed.
Nemavanga ake takaporeswa.
If you want to remain with your sickness, it is your problem. Because he died for your sins. He died for your sickness. We were past tense. Now, all you have to do is draw your dividends of his death.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Oh, my brother, my sister. People in business, they know. If you make an investment in a special company, you are entitled as a shareholder to draw dividends out of your investment. Praise be the name of the Lord. You have a right at the end of each financial year to say, I want my dividend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly what we're supposed to do. That chastisement which was upon him, you can draw your dividends of your healing. Praise be the name of the Lord. By him going on the cross of Calvary, by him dying, that's what the prophet is saying. You can draw dividends of that. You have to draw dividends of his death. Every born again man is given a checkbook. And a whole enough checks in there to last you throughout your entire life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. You are given a big enough checkbook with enough leaves that you can just write. If you want to write 10 leaves a day, you will not finish that checkbook. Hallelujah. Until your entire life, your only problem is your laziness. To say, today I've only written 50. But somebody can also write
100.
Whatever. If it is sickness, he will just write sickness. I want the Holy Ghost, somebody will just write. Salvation of my children, somebody just write it. So your duty, my brother, just to fill in that check. It is signed already by his blood, by his love, which constrained him to come down, die for you on the cross of Calvary, such that you can just simply fill in the missing portions. Praise be the name of the Lord. For anything that atonement calls for The only thing you have to do is to fill out that check and send it in. Every believer, Jesus' name is signed at the bottom. Whatever. So whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. It will be given to you. Is that right? Whatsoever you desire, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. What a marvelous promise. Praise be the name of the Lord. Everything has been given. You know, when you talk of love, it's something that is so deep. You were loved, not that you've done something good. Conversely, actually, you were in your sins. I was in my sins. But love constrained him to come down. Look at Abraham. His love for
Lot.
Remember, they had an argument about their headsmen. And then they separated their ways. And then Abraham then heard to say Lot was gone. He was taken captive. If Abraham didn't have love, I tell you, my brother, he was going to say, praise be the name of the Lord, my prayer has been answered. But look at somebody who has love. His love constrained him to say, I'm going to train people in my household. We are going to redeem our brother Lot. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. In fact,
Abraham
had to negotiate with God in order to save his brother Lot.
Amayake Lot.
Maybe let's just read it. That's in Genesis.
Muna Genesis.
Chapter 18.
Chitsauko 18.
When love constrains you, my brother, my sister, you should also be able to intercede for your brother, for your sister. Seeing you are also a royal seed of Abraham,
18:23,
Genesis
18,
verse
23.
And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?
Zino Abraham wakaswedira akati muchaparadza vakarurama pamwe chete nevakaipa here.
So Sodom was going to be destroyed.
Sodoma yanga iri kuzoparadzwa.
So God was going to destroy it, and Abraham knew.
Mwari vanga vachaparadza Sodoma, Abraham akazviziva.
To say his relatives were also going to be destroyed.
Therein.
Look at how he is negotiating skills. Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein?
Zvino vangavapo vakarurama vana makumi mashanu muguta muchaparadza nzvimbo iyo.
Verse 26, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes.
Ipapa Jehovah akati kana ndikaona muSodoma vakarurama ma 50 vari mukati meguta ndichanzwira nzvimbo yose tsitsi nekuda kwavo.
And Abraham answered, if I have taken promise to speak unto the Lord, which I'm just but dust and ashes. You should know how to approach the Lord. You know, approach matters.
Masikiro ane basa.
God will listen if your approach is right.
Mwarivano terera, kana wasika kwa wari nenzira kwayo.
Imagine, he's saying, I am but dust and ashes.
Inzwaimunzu Abraham arikuti, inezwa ndingori guruva nedota hangu.
Peradventure, they shall lack 5 of the 50. You know, he's negotiating. We can skip. We know these are the negotiations.
31,
he said,
but
behold, now I've taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20 sake.
Tarirai ndatsungira kutaura na Jehovah zvime muchawana 20 vachawanikwamo akati handinga paradze nekuda kwama kwatwe 20 ivamo.
32. And he said, O Lord, let not the Lord be angry.
Akati Jehovah ngarege hake kunditsamwira.
And I will speak yet but this once.
Kana ndikataura zve kamwe chete.
Peradventure 10 shall be found there.
Zvime mune 10
and he said, I will not destroy it for the 10 sage.
Nekuda kwe 10 ivavo.
So you can see, he is in trouble, Abraham, trying to negotiate with God, but he is not the one who had done anything wrong.
Abraham ari mudambudziko rekuedza kukumbirira Mwari vanhu vake, asi hasiri yanga ine dambudziko.
So sometimes it takes our attitude as well to plead before the Lord for people who are in the wrong. Not the people who are right, but people who are in the wrong. The prophet says in the message Divine Love, brother, paragraph 75. Brother, take love and go forward.
Tora rudo wofamba wenda mberi.
Because you are at the end of the road.
Nekuti wapa magumo erwendo.
God will project sovereign grace, and when you come to the end of the road,
Mwari vachatupfunura nyasha dzinozvitongera dzoga kana wasvika.
When love has met its fill, God is obligated then. When you come to your end and men meet their end, then grace takes over. It's God's nature to do so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the prophet tells us of that maniac of Oregon. Yeah, who was known for hitting, you know, people who come to places like this. Just imagine when people are seated like this. Then you say, I'll go right at the front. He was known for doing that. I remember the prophet when he was talking about it. So when he was coming in, there were our precious brothers in the force. The policemen, he had led two of them to Christ, so they were also in church. So they wanted to do what they were trained best to do. But love constrained the prophet. He said, let him. And then that maniac came forward to the prophet. He's saying all obscene language. The prophet says, in divine love, God has brought love in my heart for that mortal being. Imagine somebody coming, you know he's going to hit me, because that was his nature. But love is going out of the prophet. He says, it's not the man. It's a devil that's got him in that condition. That man, be a normal man, would want to love and to live. Like any other man does. But it's the devil that's got him like that. And a love begin to flow out. And the first thing you know, the man dropped and fell across my feet there. When divine love had been projected, sovereign grace stepped in and took its place.
Hallelujah.
It does every time. Oh, brother, we are so thankful to Calvary. You know, the prophet tells a story of a German girl who was blind, who drew benefits of Calvary. No, I like that. She drew benefits out of that. Today, my brother, my sister, you can also draw your benefits if you want them. The prophet says, in the message, God hath a provided way. Paragraph 124, he says, so he's talking about this blind girl of Germany, he says, that's what did it. Here not long ago, standing here in Kaushur, Germany. Yeah, I like this city, Kaushur. My grammar teacher, yeah, he was from Kaushur, so I like this quote when I read it. You know, before we could, he was talking to us about it. I wish I had known then this quote. I would also have read it to him. In fact, I'm sure he was also going maybe to confirm, to say, yeah, maybe his ancestors might have attended this which we are going to read about.
Listen
now. When my boy, some men were standing people up in the prayer line, there came a little blind German girl. She was totally blind. And I didn't know what was the matter with the child. They just sent her up. That little thing was walking off the platform. Somebody grabbed her, and she had little curls, strings of hair hanging down, plaited. Just typical, a little German girl, never seen in all her life. And when they brought her over, she didn't know where to go. She put her arms around me. By the way, with the same suit on I have, put her little arms around me. She mumbled off something in Germany. I didn't know what she said. Interpreter said, what she said? She said, are you the brother that's going to pray for me? Oh, my little thing about it, about my little Rebecca. You see, so he's thinking of
Rebecca.
He thinks also of this little girl who was blind. And there, father's love to say, how about if this was Rebecca, my girl? Listen. And I said, yes, sweetheart. I come all the way from the United States. to pray for you. She put wrapped her little arms around me, laid her little head over my shoulder. Just the assurance, child simplicity. If it was a big person, maybe he was going to say, is it true that I'm going to be healed? But look at child simplicity. She's just, before she is healed, she has confidence in the prophet. God of heaven was going to move some way.
Hallelujah.
And a few moments, she opened her little eyes. What do you call them things? Lights. She could see my brother. Oh, her mother jumped and screamed. Ran out of her shoes. Ran to the platform. She said, darling. She said, mother. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. For the first time, she could see the beauty of her mother. Why? Because love was constrained. Why? Calvary prepared, made a preparation for the healing of her eyes.
Calvary akagadzira kuporeswa kwemaziso ake.
She came to accept what God had provided.
Mwanasikana akagamuchira zvakapuwa naMwari.
God has provided for each one. God gives the assurance. Maybe your sickness has been lingering one. Maybe you have had it for years. And you have tried and tried. You have tried again. Be like this little girl. Have confidence in the prophet. As we are speaking right now, if you have confidence in the prophet, you can receive exactly your needs this morning. Because this message is still as powerful as it was then when it was preached. Praise be the name of the Lord. I believe it. You have heard testimonies of people receiving their healing while listening to the tape. It shows it still got the same power. I'm touched by mother's love. I'm sure people who were born, especially from poor backgrounds, will understand this better. You know, sometimes a mother, after making the dishes and visitors come, and she knows the food is not enough for the family and the visitors. Mother's love. She will give the food to the visitors and the children, the father included as well. And mother, she will go with an empty tummy. That's mother's love. She will sacrifice for her children. Why? It's because of mother's love is God given. Oh, mother's love. I think we just give a clap offering to our mothers. Imagine God. He had to sacrifice his only begotten son just for you and for me, my brother. That's divine love. There is a story the prophet tells.
Pane nyaino taura nemuprofita.
Of that little girl.
Ikamusikana kadiki.
You know, she was beautiful. She thought she was beautiful. Yes, she might have been.
Anga akanaka aifunga kuti akanaka. Hongu anogona anga aiva akanakawo.
But she didn't realize.
Asanga singacherechedze.
That her beauty was as a result of the sacrifice of mother.
Kuti runako rwaive naro rwakabva pakuzvipira kwakaitwa namai vake.
Mother had sacrificed her life when the baby was about to be burnt.
Amai vakatopira upenyu hwavo mwana upa akanga ada kutswa nemoto.
And in the process, she disfigured her face.
Mukuponesa mwana wavo vakatsva chiso chavo.
But now, because the face was disfigured for the mother, the child or the girl, she was now ashamed of her mother.
Zvinoreva kuti amai vake vakanga vaine mavanga ekutsva kumeso. Musikana uyu ainyara kuti vanhu ndo amai vangu.
But you can see mother's love, it constrained her to say, I'm going where there is danger. But just to save my child.
Murudo rwamai rwakava manikidza kuti vapinde pavaiona kuti pane njodzi asi kuti vaponese mwana wavo.
You know, love chases away any fear.
Rudo runodzinga kutya kose.
I'm sure the fire brigade then, I think they wanted even to get a hold of the mother because the roof was just about to collapse. But mother's love, she constrained her to say, yes, let my life go, but as long as I can just save my baby, I will go.
Not in the fire brigade, right? I go to Kubaba type up. As even if we Rudor, Wabani Manawang, Wakati Regainde, and the Zangu, Penyang, Wunabas, and Dipone Semanawang.
Maybe we can just hop, skip, and jump as we read this one. In the message, show us the Father. Paragraph 83, the prophet says,
paragraph 83,
I'll tell you today, my dear friends, the greatest thing there this side of heaven is love, L-O-V-E, divine love, God's love.
Chinchikuru chatinacho rudo. R-U-D-O.
Interesting. In English, it's four letters. In Shona, four letters as well.
Muchirungu mavara four. Mururimi wamai mavara four zakari.
The prophet is talking about the maniac of Oregon. So just a hope, skip, and dumb. I didn't hate the man.
And naku venga murume unu.
I loved him.
Ndakamuda.
Felt sorry for him.
Ndikamunzwira tsitsi.
That's what slew him on the platform.
Ndozva akamuwisa pa platform.
Did you hear that?
Manzwa here.
The prophet did not use a fivefold ministry.
Muprofita havana kushandisa chibhakera chavo chaicho.
To bring him down on the platform.
Kuti awire pasi pa platform.
It was love that brought him down.
Rudo ndo rwakamuwisa pasi pa platform.
That's what slew him on the platform. That's love.
Ndozvo akamukunda pa platform.
That's what slew those witch doctors standing there that day.
Ndozvo akakunda varoi vaya vamire paya zuva riya.
Human beings that God died for.
Vanhu vakafirwa naMwari.
Yo. Am I reading right? Which doctor is standing there? Human beings that God died for.
Ngangadzia zimire paya vanhu vakatofirwa naMwari.
Lord have mercy.
Mwari vatinzwire tsitsi.
Lord have mercy.
Mwari vatinzwire tsitsi.
Standing there trying to throw spells on me.
Vamirepo vachiedza kukanda mishonga
yavo. Which is like that.
Varoi vachiita izvozvo.
Standing there before him.
Vamire pamberi pashe.
You could see them fall to the ground. Throw their head down like this. And give their hearts to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. It was love that did it. A witch doctor.
Nanga.
A witch.
Muroi.
Giving his or her life to God. It was love that did it. Love is the mightiest force there is. Even filial love Will make a mother jump through fire to grab a burning baby. She won't think of herself. Think of that woman one time standing, a young girl has been to college. And when she did, she was standing out in a train station. And the train pulled and everything was hollering, hooray! And she brought a little stick freezer girl with this, from school. And a mother was standing out there and the little stick freezer girl said, Hey, who is that horrible looking wretch? Look the way she looks. And the mother, the girl has been a little smart aleck. She learned it at school and she was ashamed of her mother. And she got off the platform. Her mother said, Darling, I'm so glad to see you. She turned her back and walked away because a little friend what had happened. The conductor knew the story. And he said, Come here, girl. He grabbed her by the shoulder and said, Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Denying your own mother. She said, I don't know her. She said, Martha, is this your mama? Said, No, I don't even know her. The conductor said, Be ashamed of you. Look here, girl, I want to tell you something. And the crowd began to listen. You are a beautiful woman today. That's right. Your mother was a little more beautiful woman than you were. One day when she was out back yard hanging up clothes, said, I lived in the same block. The house caught fire and you were a little baby upstairs in your crib. And the fire engine came. The mother seen it stop in front of her house where the neighbors had called. Away she went up the stairs, just ready to, the stairs was just about ready to fall in. That mother, not thinking for her, jumped through those blazes, and the firemen grabbing after her. She went through the blazes anyhow. And she ran. Okay. Where were we here? All right. She went up the blazes anyhow. She ran in there and grabbed you off the bed. Jacked the clothes she had on her body. And rolled them around your face and things. And she braved that fire blaze right out back too. It burned her and scorched her. It wielded her down. And today, because you are pretty, she was made ugly. And you mean to tell me you deny that woman that saved your life and your beauty that you are ashamed about her now because your mother? When the story was told to me, I thought, Oh God, how could I, though the old rugged cross so despised by the world, I see that Christ become sin and I, his righteousness, might become part of him. How How much do I care they call me a holy roller? How much do I care that they call me a divine healer? Whatever they want to, he came down and made my ugly and sinful, and by his righteousness, I might have a home in heaven. And a right to be the son of the living God. And to believe in him. How is it? He became me that I, by his grace, might become him. He's taken my place as a sinner. As me, a sinner, might take his place as righteousness. How could we deny him? Create around you love. Who could deny this great love? Listen just a moment. What a great love is. Love will conquer where hate and malice and creed, debate, and fuss will drive away. Love will conquer. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, brother and sister, the prophet tells a story again of a certain man, Bert by name. Bert, that was his name. He was a brutal hunter. But he gave his life to Christ after seeing Mother Day has been constrained by love to save her young one. In fact, I saw there was a picture that appeared with, I think it's in the press or something like that, of a deer that was being chased by a cheetah. So it had its young ones. The writer said the mother could easily have outpaced the cheetah. But what she did, the mother, she just ran a little bit. The reason why she was doing that was just to ensure that her babies will go for safety. And then the cheetah got a hold of the mother. And even on the picture of that, whilst the cheetah was putting its teeth right into the neck of the mother, there was just quietness on the face of the mother. She was just happy to say, I am going to die, but my babies are going to be free.
Amai vaisamboratidza kuti vane kutya kwaivapo asi vari kutofara kuti ine hangu ndafa asi vana vapona.
That's love that constrained that mother.
Ndiro rudo rwakamanikidza amai ava.
So love, when it comes,
saka rudo kana rwauya,
being manifested,
rukaratidzwa,
being shown,
rukaratidzwa,
it chases away any fear,
runodzinga kutya kose.
The prophet talks about a bet. He says, in the message, the lamb and the
dove.
So he had gone to hunt with this brutal hunter. So what? Normally, it's just for fun. He would just blow a whistle, almost in the same way, like for example, a young one will cry, so that he would just see the mother coming in, or the baby is coming in, then he will just shoot.
I go zitra ake je aigona kuridza meterwa kana muridzo waigona kukwezva amai vachifunga kuti mwana wangu ari kuchema kuti akwanise kuwana kuzovapfura.
So the prophet says,
Prophet Anoti,
he sat down and jerked out this call and let out the most saddest scream like a little fawn crying.
Akaita ruzhauru rwaita kunge kamwana ke mhembwe kari kuchema.
She walked a few feet further. I seen the man rise his rifle, click, set it down. I said, "Oh God, don't let him do it." He raised up the rifle to take aim, and his hand raised up, and the door was still interested in the cry of the baby.
Mother's
so the doll looked across and saw the hunter. And she looked at the gun pointed at her heart. But did that stop the
doll?
No. She heard the cry of a baby. Though the gun was at her heart, the cry of the baby meant more than the gun pointed at her. She stepped forward, listening to that cry of a baby. And I noticed the hunter. I seen his hands shaking. I seen his shoulders shaking. He dropped the gun. He ran back and threw his arms around me and said, "Brother Branham, I can't stand it no longer." He saw that display of gallant mother's love. Brother, this world's looking for a display of gallant soldiers of the cross. Real heroes that will stand for God and right. And he knelt there trembling and shaking. And he said, "Did you see that door look straight at me in the face, Brother Branham?" I said, "I did, Bert." Said, "She wasn't scared of death." I said, "Love constrained her to walk into the face of death, to protect that baby that you screamed like." I said, "Bet, one day there was a man come down from heaven. He heard the scream of dying people. He wasn't afraid to walk into the face of death. And he did it for you, Bet. There on his knees, with his hands in the air, he wept his way through. He found the Lord Jesus precious in his heart. Oh, from a brutal wolf, he became a lamb. The Spirit came on him." Oh, brother and sister, there is nothing that can stop the movement of God's love in you tonight. Because when love is constrained, sovereign grace has to take its place. Glory be to the Lord. Jesus, with his face set towards Calvary, walking out of the city, as he moves along slowly, his head towards the skies, leading the host of people, the apostles trying their best to keep the people back and to beg the override fruit, the override fruit and things thrown at him. His head was set towards Calvary, his heart leaning that way with all the responsibilities of the world. Every sin was to be placed upon him. He was to go in such agony until the blood and water would separate in his body. He didn't have to do it, but his love constrained him to do it. He didn't have to do it,
vaisafanira kuzviita.
If he didn't do it,
dai vasina kuzviita,
he will be lost.
Tingadai takarasika.
His enemies will be lost.
Vangadai vakarasika.
But he loved even his enemies.
Asi ishe vakada kunyange nevavengi vavo.
All that bearing on his great heart.
Zvose izvi zviri pamoyo wavo.
He moved slowly.
Vakafamba zvishoma.
As he walked down,
vachifamba havo.
I can just see him.
Ndirikutovaona zvangu.
Look at the prophet.
Tarisai muprofita.
He could just even see the Lord Jesus Christ walking.
Vaitoona Ishe Jesu Kristu vachifamba.
What a prophet we had.
Muprofita akadiwa taive naye.
God gave him such a privilege.
Mwari vakavapa mukana mukuru.
To say even in his natural being,
kuti kunyange pa hunhu hwavo semunhu,
when the love of God comes on him,
kuti rudo rwaMwari rwauya pavari,
he could see that which even happened even before the foundation of the world. He could see the Lord Jesus Christ walking with the cross. In the message, hear ye him. The prophet says, love constrained him. That's what he was. Love in his great bosom went out to Adam's fallen race and redeemed them through his son. Prophets, denominations all faded away. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Love takes its place. Listen to this one now. You can't impersonate love. You've got to have it. It's got to be a product that God has given you. Oh, it's not what you can imagine. It's something God has done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has to give you that love. Oh, brother and sister, won't you say today, Lord, I want to thank you for having constrained yourself to leave your dwelling place, heaven, to come down on earth to die for me, a sinner. Oh, because he died for you, my brother, you can no longer live a life that you want. You live the life that he wants you to live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he died for you, you have to live a righteous life. Because he lived for you, he died for you, you have to live a righteous, clean Christian life. To be Christ-like is to accept the life of Christ in your heart. Like Paul said, it's not me living, but it's him living. Oh, brother and sister, you cannot live a Christian life on your own. But if you accept his love in you, if you accept his being, you can easily live a genuine Christian life. You can overcome any temptation. Because love will be in you, you are able to love your enemy. You are able to pray for your enemy. Even somebody who is against you, who opposes you, you are able to shake him. You are able to pray for him. Why? Because love will be in you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. What is love? Love is God. If God comes in you, it is possible that you can live a righteous life. If love comes in you, if God comes in your heart, you can easily overcome the devil. You can tell the devil to say, Satan, back off. You can say, Satan, you were causing me to hate my brother. But you can say, enough is enough. Because love is in me, I can now love my brother. Love is me, I can live a genuine Christian life. Love is in me. I can overcome any temptation. There is no temptation that which you cannot overcome when love comes in you. Brother and sister, I want to challenge you today to say, if you accept love today, you are more than able to overcome anything. Superstition, sickness, devils, even if they pinned you down. By today, I'm declaring that love which constrained him to come down is more than able to claim your loved ones. How can it happen, my brother, that you come to church without your wife? How can it happen you come to church without your children? Oh, this love that constrained him, today you can declare, I want to come to church with my whole family. I want to come to church with all my loved ones. It is possible, my brother. It is possible if you just believe it. If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, his love that he died for you on the cross of Calvary, I challenge every evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. No spirit can stand, even any seed, any spirit that want to sow a seed of discrepancy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind it. I render it powerless in the name of Jesus Christ. Let brotherly love continue in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit that is coming here to oppose the unit of brethren, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I put it down under the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you remember? We are the royal seed of Abraham. We have the promise. We have a promise. We possess every gate of the enemy. It is our right, my brother, to possess every gate of the enemy. As long as it is a gate, you have that right to possess that gate in the name of Jesus Christ. I do not know what your gate is all about. I do not know it. I do not care either. As long as it is a gate for you, because of the love that constrained him to come, I challenge every situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit I challenge in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no power in heaven, on earth, under the earth that is above the power of God. Or even if our economy, you are finding it difficult to find birthday to come to church, I challenge that today. How can it happen to say somebody is failing to come to church because he cannot find birthday, when our God is the creator of heaven and earth? He said, silver and gold is mine. I challenge that in the name of Jesus Christ. We should be able to come to church anytime we feel like coming. We should be able to come to church, pay our building funds the way we want it. Nothing should stop us. Every spirit that opposes that, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. Morning, brother and sister. Song leader will give us a song. close our eyes? Oh, let's. Oh, that love can bring benefits to you this afternoon. Oh, just believe it, my brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Precious God, we come before you this morning. The scripture says, listen to the Spirit speaking to the church.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, here we are this morning,
thank
Lord.
You,
we are hearing what the Spirit is saying to Eastleigh Tabernacle.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are hearing, Lord, what the Holy Ghost is teaching us this morning. Oh, Father God, you are teaching us, Lord, to have love, oh God. Oh, Lord, what a lesson this morning. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we glorify your name, oh God. Father, we don't want to go back home having hatred, Lord, in our lives. Father God, we want to change, Lord, the way how we were seeing things. Oh, Father God, Lord Jesus, we cannot afford to go back home, Lord. Father God, in a condition failing to greet one brother, failing to greet one sister. Father, we are saying no. The Spirit is saying no to this, Lord. The Spirit is calling to an end hatred among believers, hatred among churches, Lord. Father God, we have heard your voice this morning. We have heard what you are instructing us to do. Lord, we are taking heed. We are obeying, Lord. From henceforth, we want to tell the devil, we are going to shake hands with those that we are failing to shake hands with. We are going to hug those that we are failing to hug before. We are going to have communion, Lord, with those we are failing to have communion with. Oh, Father, Satan, you are defeated. The spirit of hatred, you are defeated this morning. We are putting you under our feet. We are declaring love to reign in our church. We are declaring love to reign in our homes. Oh, Father, how we appreciate you this morning. Thank you for this package, the package of love. Thank you for this gospel. Thank you for these instructions. Oh, Father, what shall we say about what you did for us on the cross of Calvary? Oh, Father, we could not pay it, Lord. There was no man who was worthy to die for another man. Oh, Father, you took our place. Thank you for the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the love you displayed, Lord. Thank you for dying for us. Oh, Father, we can rejoice. We can sing hallelujah just because of what you did on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for taking our place, Lord. Oh, God. Father, we want to draw all the benefits of Calvary. We want to draw all the benefits of what a believer should have. Father, you paid for us on the cross of Calvary. We are partakers of rapture. We are partakers of divine promises. Oh, Father, have mercy, Lord, upon us. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts in such a powerful way. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, we are going home being changed people. The Bible says, when you hear his word, Don't harden your heart. Father, we don't want to harden our hearts this morning. Oh God, we are kicking away hatred. We are kicking away the devil from our homes, Lord. Oh Father, we are going to change the way how we speak, Lord, about our brothers. Father, we want to speak positive things. From henceforth, we want to speak love, Lord. We want to prophesy love. We want to live love, oh God. Oh Father, help us. We appreciate you. Oh God, we glorify your name. Thank you for using our pastor in such a mighty way. Father, may you bless him more and more. Oh God, bless his family, Lord. Bless his children. Bless his working place, Lord. Father, we appreciate you, Lord. May you bless the whole congregation, Lord. Oh Father, as we wait to see love being manifested in our midst. Father, we believe this is thus said the Lord. And thus said the Lord cannot fail. We are going to enjoy the fruits of love at Eastleigh Tabernacle. Oh Father, Lord, we appreciate you. Look at the hands that are raised by your children. There is a request under every hand. And Father God, as we know you, being Jehovah Jireh, may you touch your children. May you grant them what they desire, Lord. Oh, Father, how we need thee. Oh, God, even as we shall be going back to our place of abode, we pray that you grant us traveling grace. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to pray even for the next service, the service on Wednesday. May you come, oh, God, and speak to our hearts. May you continue, Father, oh, God, with this movement, Lord Jesus, of your presence. How we need thee, oh, God. We commit everything in your holy hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.